This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that hard.
Good days. Focus on your food supply. The wraparound is the American family farmer. I am one of those people. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a dairy farmer, and I'm proud of what I have done over the years to raise good, wholesome cattle, to produce really good, wholesome milk, to sell raw milk and cheeses on my farm. I am very pleased to be able to tell you that my story was it wasn't an easy one, but it was worthwhile. Every single moment, I'm reminded by the people that I love and who love me that this was something that affected lots and lots of people. A lot of people wanted to have this, and there weren't a lot of outlets for it, so I decided to do it. And one of my friends in this business was the local Board of Health chairman. The people most against me doing this were the regulators, and I'm not talking about the local regulators, the feds, especially because they have this bias against what I'm trying to do because of the influences of some of the big businesses, big ag, that's trickling down into the way those of us who choose to run our farms this way, with a focus and intent to do locally grown, well-produced food naturally, that kind of stuff, because the demand for locally and regionally produced food is growing by leaps and bounds. Farmers are discovering new ways to access local markets, connect with their consumers, provide fresh, healthy food to their communities. And I'm trying to capture some of those stories. The idea behind the American Family Farmer is to present to you people who have come into the farming business or have been in it. They've overcome certain problems that many of us have. They tell their stories so that we have a solution for a problem, hopefully, by the end of our discussions every week. And here to further that goal is a woman named Robin Way. She and her husband, Mark, own and operate Rumble Way Farm, which is a 62-acre certified organic farm in Cecil County, Maryland. Robin's got a Bachelor of Science degree in marine biology. She worked for DuPont in their pharmaceutical lab. Mark has a Bachelor of Science in Biology, worked for DuPont Pharmaceuticals. So on the outset here, Robin and your husband as well would be considered the bad guys. I don't think you are now, obviously, but you must have learned something from your experience. Or are we being fair by including DuPont? I have the focus of most of my negative conversations, Monsanto, but certainly the DuPont folks, Dow, and other companies like that are suspect. Am I being fair? Am I being accurate? Or am I overcooking this?
Well, Mark and I both worked for the pharmaceutical end, so we were working on drugs to help. Weren't working in the ag end, so it's just a little bit of a different end of DuPont.
What do you think, though? What do you feel, Robin, when you hear all the negative stuff that's directed toward, whether it's DuPont or Dow or Monsanto or Bayer? What comes into your mind as you think about the negatives that seem to apply to them as far as agriculture is concerned?
I think some of it is fair to say. I think Monsanto has been not helping the family farms. I think that they just want to get big, and I think a lot of people want to save seeds, and so most of the press has not been, you know, in their favor.
Mm-hmm. In the favor of Monsanto.
Correct. Yes, I think the bigger companies don't really care about the little guy.
No, they don't. They want to put, I've had, you probably know this, the local farmers that are producing milk. I had, at one point, I was milking about 140 jerseys, and the people that own the local, supposed local production outfit, but it's not local at all. It's owned by Dean Foods, which is the Suiza family. They control about 75% of the fluid milk supply in the whole country. So they're happy to try to put guys like me out of business because they can figure a way to buy milk cheaper and move it in and all this other stuff. So our relationships with these people become inflamed because of their own action. And you just said something I thought was very important, relating to the media. Media focus on Monsanto isn't good, but is there enough positive focus? That's a negative, and I like to be positive. So is there enough positive focus on what you and your husband are doing and others who are trying to do the same thing, not only in your area, in the Delmarva, but in any place in our country where there are people who desire to have the product that you're growing and that I'm producing? Is there enough proper promotion for all that, or do you have to work hard beside growing the stuff to get the word out?
Well, I think everyone has to. Everyone who markets anything has to continue to find new customers and keep people coming back to you, refreshing your business. And I don't think that's different for farmers or farm families that are selling products. I think that people are looking for more naturally raised, locally raised products. They want to see where their food's coming from. They want to see who's raising it. They want to feel part of what you're doing. And I think for us, that's our main goal, is to educate the public. We want people coming to the farm. We want kids seeing, you know, really where chickens and cows and pigs live, you know, that they are a food supply, but they're well taken care of and they're treated humanely and they have a great life until the time when they don't.
Mm-hmm. I think what I would like from you in a moment, we'll pause for a second here, but then when I come back with you, I'd like you to give us some specifics about how you do market, what seems to work for you, because that's part of what I hear always and forever from people. You can email me, by the way, with ideas or questions or comments, Doug@DougStephan.com. One of the questions I get, Robin, is how do we successfully market? Can you do programs on marketing? And that's one of the reasons that I invited you here today. So let's get to that as we continue to focus on Rumbleway Farm. The website is Rumbleway Farm, all one word, rumblewayfarm.com. 13 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. We'll consider this your opportunity alarm going off. The Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide. Connect more with 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Deliver more with 100 postcards starting at $9.99. Stand out more with one banner starting at $7.99. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 31st and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
The Craftsman C3 19.2 volt 3-speed impact driver boasts three user selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
17 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm happy to have Robin Way here with Rumble Way Farm in Maryland. We're talking about marketing. The local food marketing practices are something that, and I said a plural because, Robin, I've noticed that the USDA has gotten into the act here a little bit, not in a negative sense. They're surveying farmers a lot. The National Ag Statistics Service has a lot of data about how local food is being marketed, and I wonder how you fit in. I don't know if you've seen the survey or not, but I wonder how you fit in. What is the? How do you underscore value when it comes to local food sales? Because you got to charge more money than you're going to have to pay to go to the supermarket, because it just is a fact of life that it costs money to do it this way. So how do you overcome objections, and do you know what the objections might be if somebody didn't want to come to Rumble Way and buy whatever it is you're selling?
Well, we have a small farm store on our property, and we've done probably everything at this point. We've done farmers markets. We've sold to restaurants. I think our biggest benefit is to have people come to the farm. It's easier on us. There's no transportation costs. So we have a Facebook page. We advertise with a lot of we have people who will come and will get a free interview with something, some magazine or some newspaper. That's some great promotion. I would tell anybody if you have a chance to get a magazine article or a newspaper article about something going on your farm or a product that you're selling or a certain time of year, like for us during Thanksgiving, people contact us about talking about turkeys or they want a picture of a turkey. You know, those are some great free advertising. We have been working with the small business development in our area with ideas for how to promote. We do dinner at the farm, and we do cooking classes during the winter, and trying to find new ways to bring customers to the farm. I would say it's a challenge for any small business without a giant marketing budget and a lot of word of mouth. And for us, we really try to talk about the products that we have and the quality that you're getting at the farm. You know, we know where every bit of meat was raised, where it was processed, how it was taken care of, and I think that's a real bonus to customers coming to us. So if you go to the supermarket, they can't tell you where that cow was raised. They have no idea which house that those chickens were in, and I can show you where every bit of the food that you're buying comes from.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's most frustrating for people who may not have exposure to farms like yours, but they want to know where the food comes from. And, of course, to this point, the government has been in cahoots with the people who don't want you to know where the food comes from, or even whether it's GMO or non-GMO. They don't want you to know that either. The education that we're going through, what we are learning about all these things is pretty negative. And so, you know, people are figuring it out on their own, but it still is a hazy gray area. State after state after state has had referendum questions on the ballot to approve ways of having the information that you're talking about available to people who want to buy the stuff, and they still, you know, they'll cloud it. Monsanto here in California clouded it by saying, oh, the farmers are all against us, too much work. Nonsense. That was the biggest load of bull crap to come down the pike for a long time, and yet they were successful. They spent $14 million and kept the referendum from passing, so people in California, like everywhere else, don't know where the food comes from. Good God, what a disgrace. We're talking to Robin Way from Rumble Way Farm in Maryland as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Continuing on now, our conversation continues. I'm Doug Steffen at 23 and Change After the Hour. On this week's American Family Farmer, every week an installment of information about what's going on, problems that still maintain themselves as problems, try to overcome. Robin is explaining, Robin Way from Rumble Way Farm at rumblewayfarm.com, explaining how they market. You know, one of the things I was thinking of as I looked at your profile, Robin, and the profile of the farm, looks like you came into a farm that wasn't a farm when you took it over. Am I right? You had the farm had been used as a farm, but has been dormant for a while before you and your husband came in. Is that right?
Yeah, the last person that had farmed it on our property was in the 1960s, was a dairy farm, and from 1960 to 1992 when we came here, they rented the fields out to someone, but basically there was not a lot of activity going on here.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you've been there since 92. For some reason I thought you were more recent, so you've been there. You've got a lot of experience under your belt. How has your operation changed and what you know changed since 92?
Well, we started out with raising cattle, and we moved into pasture poultry production, added turkeys, added pigs, changed how we grazed our cattle. We went to rotational grazing, then we moved into mob grazing. We've moved our chickens from big pens to small portable pens like the Salatin style to hoop houses to now we're in a portable, movable greenhouse that seems to work the best for us. We've raised our own birds. We've bred our own birds. We AI'd turkeys and raised turkeys for a lot of years. Now we just sort of buy in chicks. It's not as convenient for us the way our property's situated. And just try different things to see what works for us. Put in a commercial kitchen in 2001 with a process area for our poultry. Put in a farm store in 2006. So just sort of changed. We had goats for a while. We stopped having goats with the fencing situation for our cattle. Mm-hmm. And just tried different things just to see what works for us the best.
All right, couple of definitions. I'm a dairy guy. I've been around cows all my life. I never heard the term mob grazing before. Would you define, please?
So mob grazing is where it's mostly for beef cattle. It's high intensity grazing, so you have your cattle in smaller areas and you move them around either once or twice a day. Some people move them more frequently, and you monitor the grass, so you want the cows eating the top third of the grass and not all the way down to the dirt base, and you want to allow your land to recover for so many days before the cows graze there again.
Mm.
So it's just smaller paddocks, more of them, and you move the cows more frequently.
Do you put anything in with them? Some people put chickens in with the cows. Do you do that?
No, because our chickens are our meat birds, and we have them in a contained house. Predators around here with foxes and flying with hawks and things. So our pens for our chickens have to be enclosed.
Yeah. There's a lot of that coyote problems. Now, how close are you, your marketing area there in Cecil County, how close are you to a fairly good-sized town or a city?
Well, we're about 10 minutes from a smaller town. We're probably 25 or 30 minutes from a larger town. We're 50 minutes from Baltimore and 50 minutes from Philadelphia. So we're pretty centrally located.
And do you get people coming from those two communities to come buy your stuff?
Yes. We're in a little tri-state area, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Delaware, and Maryland.
How much competition do you have in your specialized areas?
For pasture poultry, not a lot. For cattle, more so. There's a lot of Amish that sell eggs.
Right.
I think we're a little unusual in what we do because we do process our own poultry.
Yep. Robin and Mark Way were telling that story from Rumble Way Farm on the American Family Farmer.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cash back match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you.
Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For a discussion on what's new in farming, what's old is new again, what's new is old again. Sometimes that's the way it works. 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have you along as we do for another hour an overview of a successful farm operation. This is not a new operation, although it doesn't go back to the 1800s, but it goes back to 1992. Robin and Mark Way are the owners of Rumble Way Farm, an organic farm in Cecil County, Maryland. That's one of the things that comes to the surface a lot, Robin, the way you market or understand or have the public understand the locals. This program is for family farmers, for people who own farm businesses, and for the locavores that use our product. That's really what this is aimed at, helping the farmers and having those who are going to the farm understanding what's going on the farm. And if you can find one in your area, sometimes it's hard to do, as Robin has suggested. There's really not a lot of competition. So if you can do it and do it right, find enough land to make it work, you're going to have a success. You just got to kind of know what you're doing and be dedicated to it, be diverse to a certain extent. Lots of marketing, good practices that people will see
when they go there. You'd appreciate this, Robin. On my dairy farm, I have there's a big hallway that runs between the barns, and I've used that sort of as a teaching, as a classroom. I have pictures of the cows, and I have a big thing about gestation periods and what goes on in the cow, where the calf comes from, what they eat, and then they can go into the barn as the cows are being milked. They can feed the cows. You know, more often than not, I'm betting you have this on your farm as well. The youngsters come in and they scream because they're afraid of the animals just because they're big. There's a lot, right? Don't you find that? Yeah.
Yeah, we have smaller animals. I mean, we have smaller animals than you do because we have chickens and turkeys and things, so they're a little bit more size friendly to children.
Yeah.
Than a giant dairy cow, or even one of our cows, too, or a pig. But we do love having people here. We had a farm day here for a lot of years. I think that's something really interesting that farmers can do if you really can't advertise or you don't feel like you have a budget for that. You could have an open house for the day and invite the public in, encourage them to come, bring a lunch, or provide something, and then people mm-hmm. can see your farm, see your products, learn a little bit about what's going on. You could partner with some of the local other local farmers or local ag groups to bring some entertainment in, and it's kind of a fun day to do even just once a year.
So you've been the recipient of the Small Farmer of the Year Award. You're somebody who's out there. I noticed you belong to the Maryland Farm Bureau. I'm asking this question because I have worked myself away from the Farm Bureau, Mass Farm Bureau, Connect the American Farm Bureau. I find they don't represent my needs as a small farmer, family farmer anymore. They're too focused on the big ag companies and the National Farmers Union. I'm not here to pitch them or sell them. I just find that they, in my neck of the woods, have more of a focus on what I think is important in agriculture. And I just wonder, not that but depending on how big the farm audience is, and in addition to, you know, who's using this product, we have these traditions as a kid growing up on the farm. Yep, we belong to the Farm Bureau, and we're happy to have the sign up. But I'm not happy to have the sign up now. I just don't think they do what we need to be done. And I wonder what you thought about that, you and your husband.
Yeah, I think that we were very active in Farm Bureau early on when we felt that Farm Bureau was really addressing our needs. I think you're right. I think Farm Bureau has gotten a lot more political, and it really represents the American Farm Bureau, I think, only represents the large farmers. I don't think they represent the small farmers. I don't think they even know what sustainable farming is all about.
No.
Some of the benefits for us in this area is that it helps with my insurance, and
sure.
Anything that I can do to help with insurance, I'll do. So, fortunately or unfortunately, that's part of what our membership is about, is helping with our insurance. And I do read some of the things that they're doing in our local area. Most of it doesn't pertain to us, unfortunately.
No, not anymore. Okay, so you've been at this for a while. What do you think about your future? I'm guessing, I don't know how old you and your husband are, I'm guessing you're in your 40s. So,
50.
In your 50s, okay, that's
yes.
Good. You're enjoying. You have children?
Yes, my oldest has recently gotten married, and we're expecting our first grandchild, which is exciting.
Okay.
And my youngest is just turning 16, so he's still in high school. So I have one in college. My middle child girl is in college. My oldest is married and working, and my youngest is still in high school. So
how much impact do they have on the operation of the farm? How involved are they now, and what do you expect the future will bring? What do they think about what the workload is that you and your husband have?
Well, my youngest, my son, he's very involved. He's like our farm mechanic and welder, and he's very, very involved in everything going on the farm. My middle child is exploring college right now, so of course she's not as interested, but I think eventually it all runs around in a circle, and we're preparing our farm hopefully for the next generation to take over, and hopefully we have another, you know, 30 or 40 years to be participating in all of that. And we do want to see that this farm continue. I mean,
yeah.
This property here has been in agriculture for over 200 years, and I would hate to see that would change.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, you think about the problem, how many, you see this all the time, the picture of the older farmer and what's going on, 42% of all the farmers in the country, 55 or older, and that is, it's not disturbing in and of itself, but the younger generation of farmers is declining, although I think people with a story like yours seem to be, and even younger people, coming back to the land or finding the land. But sometimes it, you know, the stopgap or the what's in the middle needs to be more of a focus, because people who have farms that are looking to pass them on rather than have them sold and developed, hopefully the tax structure will change with the new administration so that farmers don't have to, you know, most of the people that I know anyway in my circle of friends who are farmers don't have any money at all. They have no cash. They have land. And so when they die, in order for their families to pay off all the estate taxes, they got to sell the land. And that's, right. You know, how do you keep farming going if that's the circumstance? You've got to address that problem.
And, yeah, it's very tough. I mean, I have to say that, you know, we've always, Mark's always had an outside job. I managed a job outside of the farm, and that is one of the reasons we're able to do some of the things we do. And I, you know, I'd like to see all my children go to college and think about what they want to do, but I hope that at some point their families would want to come back here and pursue at least something in agriculture or continue the farm as it is. I think it's really hard for young people. They start off, they have an ideal, and they don't have the money to finance that. And I think as, not older farmers, but I think as farmers, we need to think about how we can transition some of our land into either, you know, having people rent to own or providing portions of our land for people to try new things at their expenses, you know, provide a field for somebody to raise cattle, to start a small business. But I think nowadays farmers have to be thinking like a businessman and not just like somebody, you know, going out every day and just worrying about crops. I think you really have to think about, you know, where you're going to be and how you're going to finance that.
Well, I think that's a very apt statement looking at it, trying to figure out what goes, what moves, what keeps us there, because without that sort of a focus, these things are all going to just evaporate. All the land, all the work that's been done is just going to evaporate. You mentioned Joel Saladin. I want to talk about him in just a matter of moments here. You're listening to this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the help that you can get. I know a lot of farmers get up, as I do, 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been getting up. People say to me, how do you do it? I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, whether it was because of the radio or because of the farm. So it's no big deal. And I think if you grow up around it, you understand that that's what you have to do. But that doesn't keep you from being human. And by late in the day, late in the afternoon, many people who are on the farm suffer not from lethargy, but they just get tired because the energy level goes down because they've been working all day, but they still have more to do. Especially if you're a dairy guy, you get up in the morning, do the cows, and then you have all your work through the day, and then you got to milk again in the afternoon, and you've run out of steam. That's the time for Super Beets. Super Beets is the most convenient way to get the dietary nitrates you need to help support healthy blood flow, healthy circulation, healthy energy, healthy stamina, so that you can continue. These beets are grown from non-GMO beets, completely natural. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them, and then you put a teaspoon of this product into a glass of water or a smoothie or something good, maybe some raw milk, and you drink it. And right away you'll feel the energy because the nitric oxide in the beets opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, so you got strength, to your brain so you can think through whatever it is the solution needs to be found for whatever the problem is. And you go to town, you keep working as you need to for the rest of the day. Farmers everywhere are calling 800-655-4183, or they're going online to DougLikesBeets.com. DougLikesBeets.com. DougLikesBeets.com, all one word, or calling 800-655-4183 to get the energy you need to keep the farm day going 7 days a week. We know Blood flow is really the bottom line. Support your body. Support your healthy blood flow. And make sure you keep your blood pressure where it needs to be with this all-natural product. Circulation is king. Get started on the program. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or call 800-655-4183. Get a 30-day bonus supply with your first order of Super Beats. And the book Beat the Odds explains how all of this will work for you. Keep yourself and the people that you love and the people that are working for you going as you need to have them going on the farm. Order Super Beats now at DougLikesBeats.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
All right, so a few more minutes here with Robin Way from Rumble Way Farm in Maryland. Joel Salatin is somewhat of a god. I say that with a small g. I've had him on this program a couple of times. I'm fascinated with his farming. You made mention referencing him. Would you explain a little of what you've learned from him, a little about him? It's time, actually, now that you've mentioned him, I need to have him back on this program again. But what is there about how he has worked or created his farming model that you like?
Well, Joel was the first one that we looked at when we were looking for something about sustainable farming. So his model is sort of the old-time farm that our grandparents had, where there was more than one animal, more than one type of crop, that you used the land to help support it. So in the late 1995, 1996, when we were looking at what we were doing, Joel was still having his large farm days, and I don't know if he is still doing that, but we went down when we had a young family, we went down to look at what he was doing. We were interested in pasture poultry and how he was grazing his animals. We went down with all the other people. My husband did the day before, the big day with the small group of people to sort of intimately move the animals to see what was going on. And we used his model to begin our farm with the style pasture poultry pens that they're small. They move with a dolly by hand. And we used his model to start our farm. And then we worked from there to see what worked for us, what didn't work for us. And we used his style pens for quite a while. They just got very labor intensive for us because we don't have a lot of people on our farm like he does.
Right.
And so I think Joel really opened the way for a lot of people to farm in a more sensible manner. I mean, most people were then, growing one crop or just had beef cattle or just had chickens, and he showed a model where you could have multi-species on one farm that live cohesively and still make a profit.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
I love that part of the story. The way the song talks about the money and how talking to the guy downtown. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer at 54 minutes past the hour. In a moment, what's going on with the Trump administration and the American Family Farmer? I have a comment coming up.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $120 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $120 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen. Ends 1/28/17. See store at staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves your home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
All right, 56 past the hour. Time for my thoughts. I want to, by the way, first of all, thank Robin Way from Rumble Way Farm. That was a really good overview of what's going on her farm. They have experience. They have diversity. They have intelligence. And that's what it's going to take in this sort of community business. They have the right contacts, on-farm sales, that kind of stuff. Good website, rumblewayfarm.com. So use it as a model. I think that they're quite smart. They're good farmers. I appreciated her being here. It got me to thinking, as I listened to her talking about what's going on in the here and the now, how many people have asked me what do I think about Donald Trump and the rulings that have come down on the EPA and the USDA and the fact that there's nothing. They've all been told to keep quiet. And just, you know, I find it refreshing in a way. I mean, I understand how people who are worriers, what's going to happen? What are we going to do? He said what he did about the pipeline. I'm going to be optimistic and give him the benefit of the doubt. If you look at the situation in North Dakota, I've said all along I thought the pipeline ought to be built from Saskatchewan down to the Gulf of Mexico. There was a problem in Nebraska, so work it out. You got to figure it out. And the same is true with the Native Americans in Dakota, the Dakotas, North Dakota, where the protests went on last year, long time without the news media paying any attention, and then they got so big that the news media started paying attention. It has to do with the food that they grow on their reservation and local ranchers as well, who are concerned that if the pipeline is put where originally planned and it springs a leak, which most of them do at some point in time or another, then it'll affect the water supply, hurt agriculture, hurt what they're growing and what they're eating and what they're able to drink. So those are reasonable concerns. Hopefully, all I see that Trump has done at this point is say, okay, let's get going. Because when this whole affair was stopped last year, there were no plans, nobody said anything, they just said stop. Okay, so there was no leadership. Now, the leadership says, we understand there was a stoppage. We know what the problem is. So let's see how they deal with it. I'm not one of these people who's jumping on the bandwagon to criticize Trump at every turn. If he deserves criticism, then he'll get it from me. And so, but wasting a lot of time complaining and being concerned about stuff that you don't really know what the answer is to the problem is a waste of time and anxiety and only makes you sick. All this worry and fret and fear and let's make sure that when it comes to these sorts of things, that we have input through, if you will, the National Farmers Union. Those people can be very much in the face of the administration, good and bad. They like some of the things that has at least been put in the hopper so far for agriculture. I do. I'm not a fan of putting Bayer and Monsanto together or DuPont and Dow together. Let's see how they negotiate. I think you're going to get one and maybe not the other. Dow, DuPont, closer to happening than maybe Monsanto and Bayer. They affect what we do and what we can get for seeds, what we can grow on our farm. So staying vigilant politically would be my advice and my comment as we finish the hour at 59 past the hour on the American Family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.